Bobby Ingram, Curtis Ennis. Know that we've been loyal way back from the beginning. A trusted source for the news. 7th Night for Hallis, what it is, what it do.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another edition of 7th Night and Hallis. This is episode 274. It's your boy Scott and Flows here. We're here at Soldier Field in the suite area, knocking out this pod, because by the time we get to the crib tonight, it's going to be too late.
Yeah.
You got work tomorrow. I've got to do the show at 9 a.m. tomorrow. By the way, I'm not going to hold you, 9 a.m. in the morning. So by the time you're listening to this, you should just honestly, when you're done with this, go on there and log on and watch the show. Patreon, local, I'll be available too. Anyway, we have Bears win 31-14. Caleb Williams, 4 touchdowns, 298 yards, no interceptions. For the first time in his career, was not sacked today either, which is pretty good for a dude who got pile-driven for 17 games last year.
He probably hasn't had that since USC.
Yeah, well, nah, he was getting sacked to hell at USC that final year, too. That offensive line was moving around crazy. So really, for the last 2 years of his life, maybe even three, I don't remember his Heisman season. He probably wasn't getting sacked his Heisman season, but 2 years ago, the last 2 years, it's been a lot. Last year set a rookie record for the amount of sacks, 68. So to have none today, pretty good. Before we get into the nitty-gritty, what are some of your opening thoughts for this?
This is probably the first time in a long time I've seen them play a complete game.
Yeah.
Like the only – there's only one phase of the game I probably say could have been a little bit better, but it's nitpicky for sure. Mm. It would be special teams. And specifically special teams, it would have been one of two punts Taylor had.
Oh, yeah, that last one.
That last one was terrible. And, you know, here's the thing. You got drafted with the fourth round, which is still nuts.
That was nuts. It looks crazy about that.
But being drafted in the fourth round, like, you're not a seventh rounder where you got a pick left. I expect you to be able to, 80% of the time, get the ball where you need it, where they need you to get it. Bear in mind, he got it to the 35, so it's like it ain't catastrophe. It's just where you would have it with a touchback during kickoff, so whatever. Right. That being said, though, we know that he can get it there to the 5 like he did when it was moved today, but like to the 5 on that one punt. So it's not a big deal. It's just, okay, we need to make sure, you know, when this happens, you need to be able to do it consistently.
Right.
And it's like it's, if you were watching Ben Johnson's demeanor, this is someone who, you know, he's the head coach, and so you don't want to get too high. You know, you don't want to get too high. You want to make sure you're staying nuanced. You're going to stay under control. And so because of that, yeah, some things you got to clean up. That being said, a defense that is without your two best defensive backs, you're without – I believe it's the best linebacker on the team in T.J. Edwards. That's very, very impressive. You're down to Tyreek and a whole bunch of – matter of fact, you don't even have – who's my man's – who literally got injured. Was it in preseason? Terrell?
Oh, you're talking about Terrell Smith.
So you're without –
yeah, that's depth.
You're without your good – like, Terrell Smith would go to any team and become
starting
a
center. It would be him and Tyreek if he wasn't hurt.
So you don't have him, like, it's impressive what
he got hurt in a preseason game. Yeah, yeah. He tore his Achilles.
Yeah.
Yeah, he finna be out for a while.
Someone whose Achilles hurts is with speaking. It sucks.
Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah. There's a lot of – I want to know what's going on with all these Achilles pops in sports. In the NBA, we had, like, three this year. Jason Tatum, Dame, and Tyrese Halliburton in the NBA Finals. We're seeing it all the time.
Right. You mean, think about it. As players are getting faster in addition to that, they're faster, quicker, and they're having much more explosive movement. Like, if you were to watch football in the 1940s, like you're watching the Gale Sayers days, the quickest player on the field was him.
Yeah.
And so
the ACL would have cooked you back then.
Right. And so dealing with that, the fact that everybody is moving at that speed now, everybody is as quick. Like, you're having defensive linemen who run a 4-4, something ridiculous. And so because of that, and then the fact that they're playing a lot of football.
A lot of football,
you know what I'm saying? A lot of these kids have been playing football since they were Pop Warner.
Pop Warner, and doing different tournaments and stuff like that.
Yeah. Now, basketball is worse because you play a lot more of it.
And you got AAU.
Right.
Like, they got, like, you these kids like got 50 tournaments before. Right. Like, we already got, like, it's even looking at women's game. Juju Watkins tore ACL.
Right.
She's 19.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Right. And so it's just a matter of what I'm going to assume it's just overuse.
Yeah. Exactly. So if you had him, you know, the secondary has a lot of injury issues. But I got to get – secondary played amazing.
They did.
This is for the second time in three games, honestly, because I know it gets lost in the Minnesota game because they blew the lead. But outside of some a couple Justin Jefferson, holy shit, he's Justin Jefferson type plays. It wasn't like they were just giving up yards.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Last week was something you just got to chalk up. Detroit Lions been pissed since Ben Johnson left, and they could not afford to go down 0-2 with the way that the Packers started. By the way, Packers, shout out to the Cleveland Browns. They cannot, so they need to put the brakes on them. Right. So that's you have those games, especially when you're a young team and you're still learning, where you just get beat down by a team that's, Detroit had it the first year. Remember Baltimore came to town and they got packed up real quick. Lamar Jackson let them know this ain't that time.
Right, right.
So it's kind of the same deal. But this, you had a game where we said all week on all of our preview pods, we said it in Detroit last week, that this was a game you had to get. Dallas Cowboys defense ranked 28th. They let Russell Wilson turn the clock back like it was 2015.
Right.
So you knew there was going to be some opportunities for Caleb. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all hear shit in the background, you know, people are cleaning up here, which is fine. We got to do that job.
They got a job.
Yeah, they got
to
do that job. I'm just over here thinking, do they do an inventory count because there's a couple beers over there? But that's besides the point. But, yeah, I think they played really, really well. I don't know what Dennis Allen did in the second half. Kind of feel like he dialed the blitzes up a little more because they were getting to Dak. Dak was flustered in the second half.
Yeah.
You had his two sacks. Domrob, I think he has dirt on the front office because I don't know what he's still doing here. But Domrob got his first sack since week two of 2022. That is crazy. And then Montez Sweat finally got their money worth by getting the sack today as well. So. And I don't believe Grady Jarrett should have been penalized for that hit.
I will say, it was a correct call. The issue is that when it comes to how you legislate the body moving naturally based on the forces that hit it, what do you do? You know, if you dive at the ankles, that's obviously should be a penalty. But if you're in the course of being blocked, you're being pushed by grown-ass men who can lift hundreds upon hundreds of pounds, it makes sense to say, yeah, sometimes you'll land at the feet and it's not intended. The issue is that he grabbed them. If you land at the feet and you try to like settle a bitch, you put your arms away, but he grabbed the legs, it's like you can't do that. The issue is these kids are taught since they were children, you tackle any part of the body. And then the NFL changes a rule, and I don't know the NCAA's rule on that, but in high school, that's not a rule.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then you're expected to change it as an adult. On top of that, Grady Jarrett's in his 30s. And so the rule came up, what, 2 years ago? That's hard to do, but it was the correct call.
They trying to protect the quarterback. The quarterback is the one that keeps the butts in the seats.
Right.
You got to do that. But
I did want to say, going back to your point about trying to figure it out and trying to understand it, when we're looking at last year's Lions team, the struggle, not last year's Lions team, the year before Lions team, is they're trying to figure out, okay, the NFC Championship Lions. How do we put this together? Now, obviously, they came off that 9-8 season.
They started 0-6.
Right. I started
The year before
they started 0-6. Yeah. So they came into the Baltimore Ravens game. They are 5-1. And up until that point, the only close game was against the Seahawks. They come in and they get absolutely beat to hell, 40-6 by the Ravens. That's an ass beat.
That gave Lamar his MVP.
Right. And so they lost by over 30.
Yeah.
And so it's to say that a loss by 30 isn't the worst thing. It sucks.
Yeah.
And on top of that, for the Bears, it's your second game.
Yeah.
But this is a good way to respond to that, because how did the Lions respond to losing to them? They won the next game. They only won it by 12 points, but they won the next game. And so it's just to say, and I said this the first game and the second game. I said, I'm not out on this. There's some things they got to clean up, but I'm encouraged by the offense. Matter of fact, I had a hot take. Mm. I was like, hot take. The Bears' offensive rebuild is done. You're like,
you did say that.
I was like, because here's the thing. There are some tweaks they have to make on the offensive line. I still think, surprisingly, Braxton Jones had a very...
Look, the interior has been the one that's getting, like, gashed. And I think that's more on penalties, like holding and shit. Like, it's not like...
It's also on the running back. It's on that side.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in a minute. But, like, just pass protection. Pass protection was great today.
Right.
Caleb didn't get sacked. And also, that's why you got to give Caleb on his footwork. He's not getting scared. He's not rushing it. You know, of course, there's a couple of them passes where, you know, he gotta hit the gimmies. But he's bouncing back. I think if you are not seeing the progression from this kid week in and week out, you just stuck on your bullshit take that you got about him. It just is what it is. Which I think what you got to learn about Caleb, and this first time the Bears fans are going through, you have a very popular quarterback who's scrutinized. Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, all those guys in the 2024 draft, and even some in the 2023. Look at CJ Stroud is sucking every week. I don't hear nothing. It's curtains. I saw four passes alone today. That would be a month and a half material for media for Caleb Williams.
Right.
So, you know, on that it's different. But, you know, let's go to the running game, because the running game is still very much a struggle. Today you had DeAndre Swift at 13 carries, 33 yards. His longest was 11 yard. He did have a big receiving. He had a catch that was about about 41 yards, and it could have been a touchdown if he wasn't doing the Madden juke moves. It's like DeAndre Swift just doesn't know how to read blocks,
yeah,
and that's his biggest issue. The blocking for him was good; it wasn't on the offensive line. Kyle Manung guy, 6 carries, 16 yards. He had some good carries.
Yeah, I need to see more. I'm not gonna let don't let the yards per carry be the reason that you say that's only like 2.7. I want you
it
to look
at more than Swift. Swift had 2.5.
I want you to look at the quality of the runs and look at the runs himself. The one thing that I really like for is that he went forward. He's patient with the holes. And if he continues to do that, there's no reason that you need to put anybody else. And I think if you have a running back who's really, I'm talking about Roshan specifically, and if you have a running back who's specifically good at getting those actual up and down north and south yards, it makes it easier for an east and west runner like DeAndre Swift. I mean, when he had his breakout year, I would say breakout, but let's pay attention to him more year before he went to the Eagles. That was with, was it Jameson Williams? The real funny running back who like loves like Pokemon and like Naruto. You know what I'm talking about?
Well,
he was on the Lions. It was two of them.
Jamal Williams.
Like when you saw them, you said, okay, you have someone like DeAndre Swift who's going to get an extra few yards with his ability. Then Jamal Williams is going to get those hard-nosed runs.
Which is funny because I felt like he read holes well when he was in Philadelphia.
He did the same thing. And I say that because
we probably weren't watching it as intently as we watched here, so it probably looked differently.
Yeah, Jamal Williams not even in the league no more. That's crazy.
He's not. He was in New Orleans last year, I think it was.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Yeah, but anyway, so yeah, the running game they got to figure out. Obviously, Roshan Johnson's not getting into the offense because somebody asked Ben about it, and Ben was like, he does have a job on special teams,
right?
AKA back to the ghetto you go. So he fucked up on special teams today. So I don't think you're gonna be seeing Roshan. So I think even if I'm not saying you got to abandon Swift, that's not gonna happen. You pay them money, which. Right. It was thirsty when they signed him, but it looks even crazy.
He has a lot of solid qualities as a running back.
He does.
Because he's an all-around back. Like, he can catch the ball out the backfield.
And I think you should use him more for that. Let Manungai be your up-the-gut type running back. Now, he's a rookie, so I know he's going to fuck up. But at least mix it up. If you're going to give – how many carries? Roshan 13 carries today.
Right.
Roshan 13 carries today.
Roshan had 13?
Not Roshan. DeAndre Swift had 13 carries today. Give Calvin Ungar 13 carries. Switch it up. You want to run the ball 30 times, which obviously is something that Ben Johnson wants to do.
Yeah.
Switch it up until the kid shows you he can't do it. Because what I saw today was good. And the best thing about the Bears, you started off the season against two of the best teams in the NFL last year. Now let's get who you got up. You got the Raiders. Raiders are not good. Are not a good team. Let's just defensively, they can be had. I'm outside of Max Crosby, not worried about them. And Max Crosby ain't even been great this year.
Nope.
Then after that, you go to.
They just got smoked.
Yeah.
By the Marcus Mariota Commanders.
And then after the bye, you got the Commanders. Look, I know they got Jay Dams, but that defense is old, and defense can be had. New Orleans, they let Seattle put up 41 points today.
Right.
You can have them. Baltimore might look like Detroit. Not gonna lie. Baltimore look like Detroit.
Are they
with Derrick Henry?
Are they going, here or the
no,
Bears?
No, they were in Baltimore.
Oh.
Do you know what Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson are about to do to these dudes?
It's about to be
a baptism. But then after that you got Cincinnati. Cincinnati can't guard me. So that's that. You got the Giants. Decent pass rush, but I'm not really worried about them. Then you got Minnesota. That's going to be a problem. But it's week 11. I will hope the offense is more potent by then. Week 12, you got the Steelers. Week 13, you got the Eagles. They might be electric sliding on our ass on that one, too.
Yeah.
Then, you know, then you got the Packers. Look, there's games where you can put up points. And I think the good thing for this offense is they're getting in the groove. You know, yeah. The Packers look great. Outside of today, they looked great because Jordan Love, I know what kind of man you are. And it came out today. Like, but we don't play them till week 14.
Right.
That's plenty of time.
They don't.
I'm gonna keep
them.
Saying we. I don't care. Joe can say.
Shout out to JP when I went on TV. He said, "Remember it's they." I'm like,
"Yeah,
right,
you were
right.
on TV." I'm saying if I was on TV.
Him and Josh Freeman. That. Shout out to them.
So, but yeah, but that's not till week 14. But Caleb Williams, 19 of 28, 298 yards passing, four touchdowns, a lot of wild throws. You know, he had that flea flicker. You know, Swift almost fucked it up.
I'm going to give Swift credit because I'm literally on my phone looking at the play. Swift gets the ball and immediately gets his arm hit by the defensive lineman.
It looked like he threw that joint up in the air.
So the ball comes to DeAndre Swift. He turns around, literally. I'm showing it to Scott right now. Look at that. That lineman is right on his ass. And so he literally said, "I had to flip it back to him like a free throw." And he tossed it, and it was literally like a free throw. And, I mean, it's part of the game. I thought that was, like, really a very good adjustment by him.
Well,
and how fucking fast is Luther Burden? I was obviously I'm not watching fucking Mizzou football in my spare time, but
yeah. Yeah, but if he didn't have injury, he'd have been way higher than that the year before.
For sure.
But
for sure.
The thing with that, so that was a crazy play. And what was crazy about it?
Oh yeah, he runs a 4.4, a 4.41. So he's fast for sure.
So what was I gonna say? I just got a text.
Lost his train of thought.
No, I got it. Okay, so what I was saying about the it was a lot of electric plays today. So pretty much what we saw was that flea flicker. While we were watching it, I didn't even really know what was happening. All I saw was Caleb get the ball back, and all I saw was that joint in the air, and I saw Luther wide open. I was like, crib. So you had these plays that would have never worked before. And one thing we saw was just Caleb, even when he threw a very inaccurate pass.
Right.
Whatever. The footwork is so much better, bro.
Right.
It's like he's more confident. And it was just a splendid performance, man. And that's why I say stop listening to idiots on podcasts. Stop listening to these people who are – and Bears fans got to stop falling for rage bait so much. They know it's a passionate fan base. They know they're going to say stuff to get y'all riled up. Caleb Williams is having a really good year. And he's getting better each every week. Don't be going out the Tyson Bagent stuff. Like, stop it, bro. Stop it. It looks good. What did you see from Caleb that you liked today?
Pocket presence. I mean – it seemed like he had eyes in the back of his head. When there was pressure coming, he knew how to get around. He never seems flustered when there is pressure. And that's what you saw with USC. It's like, man, you just can't get him down. And he knew when to step up, when to take off, when to roll out. I mean, literally, there was a play where to get a three and out after I think they went up like 34, whatever it was, to 14. He rolls out. And pressure came on him. He knew I could have taken off, but I see someone down the field. Just missed Rome, but it shows just how much progress. And it's almost how much progress he's made from year one to year two with I need to get out the pocket. I need to be able to know when to step up. I need to be able to know when to roll out. And I have my hot take on quarterbacks in their first years. I prefer if my rookie's first year is just okay. Hear me out.
Okay.
Rookies who have had ridiculous first years tend to have rough sophomore years. Rookies who have solid years tend to make that jump better because it's like their confidence and their ability isn't too high. They're not used to winning at a ridiculous level. They've thrown picks, and they know how to react. Think about it. Peyton Manning's first year in the NFL, he threw what, 29 touchdowns, 28 picks?
26
Something
picks.
Crazy? And he knew, okay, this is how the NFL is. Everybody is a lot faster. The defensive linemen are running as fast as the linebackers in freaking college are. Like, he knows I'm not going to think too crazy of myself or think this is always going to come out. I'm going to know how to deal with it. I'm going to know how to relax. Because his next year, so he was 26 touchdowns, 28 picks. The next year, he throws 26 and 15. The year after that, 33 and 15. And so he wasn't too high.
It was a gradual process.
Right. It was gradual. It came to him natural. And then, obviously, he's a top five quarterback of all time now. This is not to say Jaden Daniels is going to have a bad sophomore year or to say he's necessarily playing bad. It's just that I'd rather him do that than what's happening with C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud throws, 20 touchdowns, 4,000 yards, four picks.
This
next
might be
year,
a crazy
he's
comparison.
19 and 12 and 37.
It might be, you know how they say it was success. Oh, I'd rather take the stairs. Like, people who get rich or successful too quick, they burn out fast.
Right.
So you might, you know, you might be somebody who got real, real hot off like a hit single, but then it's like, oh, yo, your album trash. Or it's right. like, how have you come out, if you debut with a real big single,
right,
the pressure you got to bounce back from that. And some people have. But, you know, even the guys who blow up, right, it's the ones who were, it took a little longer.
Right.
Even though 50 blew up within the club, 50 was in the game for like 8 years before Get Rich or Die Trying, as of with somebody like a Soulja Boy. You know, even though, yeah, somewhat of a longevity. But you know what I'm saying? Like, here today, gone tomorrow type.
Right. It's like, so for me, it's like, for instance, if you won $500 million,
yeah,
do you want the $500 million immediately in right. your account? Or do you want it to trickle down to like a million a month?
Yeah.
You get a million a month, it trickles in. Okay, you know, I have to manage
it. So 12 million a year or some shit like
right.
that.
You're getting 12 million a year. I don't know. Mom, I am terrible at math. But you're getting 12 million a year, and it's just going to slowly trickle down to your pockets. And you right. won't have to worry about anything too crazy. So essentially, 41 years? That seems wrong. Let's see, 12 million. Sorry, I'm on my calculator, literally doing the math. If I get $12 million per year times 40, no? Yeah, so it will be over 40 years of getting a million a month. Would you take that, or do you want that in a big ass lump sum?
I'd rather have the monthly.
Give me the monthly.
I'd rather have the monthly, because then I know, okay, this is what I got for this month, and then you might have a little bit left over from that month, so then you got more. If you give me $500 million just up front, God knows what I'm going to do with that by the end of the year.
My girl is from, sorry, this is very unrelated. She sent me a text. She is from Boston, but she is from Rochester, Massachusetts. She is she was a Patriots fan. She wore her Bears shirt today. I just want to say, do not embarrass me next week, Bears. Go ahead and get this second win. Don't make me regret her converting to becoming a Bears fan. I do not want to introduce her to a life of pain. Anywho, that's what it comes down to with Caleb, is the fact that I'm loving the fact that he's going through his... Isn't it sad, Scott, that the bar is in hell for Bears fans yes. and quarterbacks? How often have we said Mitch Trubisky isn't going through his reads? Justin Fields isn't going through his reads. Rex Grossman isn't going through his reads. He's staring down the receiver. And we're seeing Caleb. There's a moment in the
Jay's
press
box. Jay's going through his reads, but then he threw it to the other guy.
Jay's going through his read, but he doesn't care.
You're talking about that in the booth. Jay Cutler's the reason we still have PTSD when the ball's in there.
Right. So there was a pass he floated over the Sam linebacker
to
Luther Burden. And me and Scott, if you could see us, we just jumped. We were like, and then he got it. We were like, damn. And I looked at Scott. I don't know if Scott said it or I said it, but I'm like, man, we're traumatized because we're used to the
Jay
worst.
Cutler.
You know what I'm saying? Because of Jay Cutler. We're
like,
used
what
to
made
the
Jay so irritating is Jay can make a play. He looked like top five quarterback because Jay had the skills to be a top five quarterback.
I remember that comeback with that last minute touchdown to Martellus Bennett in the corner of the end zone.
Yeah, the one against the Steelers, too. Yeah. But look, Jay, if Jay gave a fuck, number one,
right,
if Jay didn't have eight offensive coordinators, remember, he didn't have a wide receiver until his fourth year with the Bears.
Right.
He had no offensive line. He got sacked 78 times one year. If he had even half the stability that Caleb currently has, God knows, like, because he had that talent. But he looked like top five one minute, then he just throw the most. And what made Jay's picks terrible was the timing.
Yeah.
It was that. What was one thing that Charles Woodson used to say? He said, just keep the game close. Jay going to throw it to you. And it was so true.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why we traumatized. But what I love about it is I feel like we saved Caleb. Well, the Bears saved Caleb just in time. Like, I'm going to use, like, somebody who is, you know, about to fall off onto a cliff or something. Like, you know the water scene in Black Panther?
Right.
The child almost fell off. Caleb's about to fall off that cliff.
Child did fall off.
They pushed that motherfucker off. Because he was killed already.
Right.
M'Baku threw him off. But, like, you know, he's
Into Jaka.
Huh?
And Njaka was the nigga who threw him
off. Oh, that wasn't M'Baku threw that. Yeah, it was Killmonger who threw
him. He beat M'Baku.
Yeah. Killmonger threw him down. This
calls himself a Marvel fan.
I forgot. Killmonger threw him out.
Right.
So, but you know how he was on the edge? In the M'Baku fight, he was on the edge.
Right.
Yeah, so
right.
He was on the edge. Caleb was on the edge, and Ben Johnson picked him up. That's what it was. And I think it's going to get better and better each year. I mean, each week. But one thing, Caleb, I got to stop running and landing with your... With your arm.
Stop.
For the love
it's not,
of God.
It's not landing. Stop trucking defenders with your throwing shoulder.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Obviously, this is to anyone with eyes, ears, and a working brain. The arm you throw is the arm you want to protect. You want to truck somebody, turn that body to the left. Let that left shoulder. Because if you injure your left shoulder, it's much more manageable than the shoulder that you literally can't throw with. And I thought, when it happened, Herb was like, man, he's tripping. And I'm like, yeah, he needs to stop doing that. You know what I mean? I'm turning around and I'm realizing that.
Big shout out to Herb, Gino, T-Tom, and all the bigs, man. Always get shot.
Literally, if it was not for them, we would not be doing what we do right now. But I'm looking behind us at this cabinet, and if I was a terrible man, I would be walking away.
No, but see,
with so
I really
want
to know if do they do counts because
they do because I saw his clipboard. Yeah, he don't know.
Yeah, that's what. But look, here's the thing too. They gave Gabriel Monte a player of the match. They didn't, okay. Anyway,
Martinelli.
He got player of the match.
Yeah, why wouldn't he?
We didn't win.
Yes, for all of you who are listening.
I converted Joe to Arsenal fans.
Because, like, for years, one of my homies, Aaron, on Twitter, he was a Chelsea fan. So I watched a few Chelsea games.
Fuck Chelsea.
Bought a Chelsea hat for my ex at
you
the time.
You did buy a Chelsea hat
for my
ex. In London.
It wasn't for me. I never wore it. So
she was a Chelsea fan?
No. She liked a Mexican soccer league.
Oh, okay.
And she didn't really watch the Prem or La Liga or anything. But while I was in London with you, I said, you know, she's like, find something blue. I said, oh. Chelsea.
Yeah, I remember because I had back spasms that day. Right. My back was cooked. Man,
this nigga was pissed. When Scott, when any Lewis man is going through a physical ailment,
yes,
and we have to walk somewhere with it, we are here.
No, but see, I was mad because when I back spasm, bro, I can't even walk 5 minutes.
No one can walk with back spasms.
Which is why I say athletes are human, not human. How do people play? Scottie Pippen, this is one thing I say about Scottie Pippen.
Drugs is how they do it.
No, nah, yeah, of course. But one thing I say about Scottie Pippen, even though I think he's a cuck, Scottie Pippen is not soft. He played game 6 of the NBA Finals with back spasms. And as somebody who gets back spasms every couple months, I got to give love to him. But yeah, right. I converted him to an Arsenal fan.
Right.
Yeah, and we almost fucked it up today. But anyway, the point of what we were saying is, Caleb, great game.
Right.
Let's talk about Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson, amazing video. If you have not checked out the video, it's on the Bears socials right now. And
yeah, we have it posted, Marcus D3 on Twitter, who you know always has the videos up there. You're always there to see a reaction. If something happens with
all the clips. But if you want to see the official 4K video, it's on the Bears IG and their YouTube right now. Adam Schefter posted everything like that. But also, Lions fans, you gotta stop acting like hurt exes. And this is why I say that. Adam Schefter posted the video, right? And there's like tens to 20 Lions fans. They're like, he won't be Dan Campbell so bad. Bro.
This is football.
Move on.
Every coach is going to do some meathead. Okay.
Hold on. He really hurt y'all.
I don't understand why. I literally argued with a Lions fan in our mentions. He said he talked crap about the Lions.
Which was cap.
So I said, let me look it up. Now, obviously, I saw the AI results first. AI results said no. But obviously, I don't trust AI results. So I said, let me find some instance of anything. So I scoured during halftime and after the game for articles, and it's how did Ben Johnson leave? And Ben Johnson's only anything that could even be incorrectly misconstrued is when he said, well, it feels different to have a mobile runner. Bro, is Jared Goff a mobile runner? Jared Goff can't get out the pocket.
No, he can't.
He looked like he got on inline skates when he's doing that. It is terrible. Inline skates with rocks insides of the skates. It looks terrible. And now you have someone like Caleb Williams who can run out the pocket very well. So why would I be shocked or upset that he is saying that about his runner as compared to Jared Goff? It's the truth.
Right.
And so the thing is, I could understand if he left Detroit and was saying, hey, it still feels so much better to be with a winning organization. I remember Julius Peppers when he left the Bears. That's he said that about the Packers. The Bears fans forgave him because—
I forgave him now because he came to the Hall of Fame and he came back home.
Right. So
that was damn near unforgivable.
Wait, what did he do?
Remember, he went to the Packers.
Right.
But then when he got inducted to the Hall of Fame, he was talking about how much he loved the Bears. And he was here last year for alumni night.
Right. So
all sins have been forgiven.
Right.
And they didn't win the Super Bowl. Thank you, Russell Wilson, in that last-minute touchdown.
Right. Remember that? Number 15 for Seattle. I can't remember his name.
It was 2015.
Walked him off.
It was 2015. That was my first year in L.A.
Right.
And we was in this beach house in Hermosa Beach. And I was watching a whole bunch of Packer fans.
Right.
And boy, did I enjoy my night that night.
But yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Ben Johnson, man, I got to give credit to him because he's been under a big microscope as well. Everybody's saying, oh, you was the golden child, you know, went back home, you got smashed out. We was in Detroit last week. We heard F. Ben Johnson.
Constantly. Like, he just took a high-paying job. Whatever.
Like, they were really hurt. It's like, you know.
It was anger.
It was anger. It's like when they treated it like a breakup. But it's like, okay, like, get over it. Like, when we were walking in the fourth field, we heard it. We heard it when Ben came on the field for warm-ups. We heard it when Ben came on the field before the game. And then when they were blowing him out by, like, 30, I think it was like the end zone crowd started up again.
Yeah.
So he's been going through a lot under scrutiny, and this was the first time I felt for an entire game, oh, this is the Ben Johnson that the Bears wanted. Because we saw it in spurts the first 2 weeks.
Right.
This was a consistent day for the offense. 19 play touchdown drive. Do you know it was the last time the Bears had a 19 play touchdown? 2001. I was 13 years old in 2001.
Was Jim Miller the quarterback?
Yes, he was. Yes, I was 13 in 2001. I'm going to be 37 in the month.
I could have sworn I saw Jim Miller here today.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm going to leave my comments to that.
But, all right, it's enough.
I was 13 when that happened. I'm going to be 37 in a couple weeks. So that tells you how long ago that was. But big love to Ben Johnson. First a career win. Now, as we're going to wrap this up, there's a lot of commotion going on here, so we're going to wrap this up. Next week, Vegas. We will not be there.
Yeah.
And the reason we will not be there is because it is cheaper to get a flight to London right now than it is to Las Vegas. There's a reason why they're complaining about tourism being down. Stop having it be $700 to get to the West Coast. So we will not be there. But Vegas, the Raiders are 0-2 right now. They're 0-2 or they 1-1?
1-1?
They're 1-1.
Oh, no, they're 1-2. I think they just lost today.
Yeah, okay, they're 1-2. Yeah, 1-2. Right. They won week one. So they're 1-2. Geno Smith feel like he's reverting back to the Geno Smith we know. Ashton Jeanty is having a rough introduction to the NFL. What is your keys for this win next week as we wrap this up?
Obviously, it's going to be the same thing every week, is that get pressure on Geno Smith, specifically from the interior. And he's gonna put you in a spot where you can get the ball. It's no disrespect to Geno. Geno's literally an old school gunslinger. That's just what he does.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be he's gonna give his guys some chances. It will give anybody a chance to get at the ball. Simple.
Yeah. For me, don't let Ashton Jeanty have his welcome to the NFL moment next week.
Yeah.
Do not let them do that. This is not even disrespect. I do not know who the hell the wide receivers are for the Vegas Raiders. But I do know they have Brock Bowers. And he started well. So, I think obviously you just got to do what you do right now.
Mm-hmm, for sure. I'm sorry. I have a phone in Scott's face. He's looking at flights, and I was just showing him the Vegas 248.
For tomorrow?
Vegas.
That's for next week?
No.
Let me see.
We're in the middle of a podcast. Okay. We will show him afterwards. Sorry.
Barbershop Network.
Barbershop Network. You're used to
it. We'll check that out in a minute. But, so I think take the good things you did today. Because the Cowboys have a way better offense than the Raiders.
Right.
And as much as people don't like Dakota Rain, he's better than Geno.
For sure.
He threw two patty melts in the end zone today. It's terrible.
Right.
Take the good things you did today, do them next week. Because it does not matter if you lose this game next week and you go 1-3 heading into bye. And then you Monday Night Football, Jaden Daniels. How many times are that week they going to be playing that damn Hail Mary? Every damn day. So go into this, get the win. It's going to be a home game.
Right.
Because a bunch of Bears fans are going to be out in Vegas.
Right.
2-2, bye week, Monday Night Football. Maybe Jaden Daniels is playing.
3-3, oh boy.
Maybe Jaden Daniels is playing, whether he's playing or not, because they still don't know
about
the severity of his injury.
Right.
Marcus Mariota can go out there and embarrass you too, as we saw today.
Right.
It's a new season. Treat this as a new season. I'm really eager to see what the pulse is going to be like at Hallis Hall this week. So that's all we got for y'all today on this episode of 79th and Hallis, episode 274. As you know, I have the preview pod that drops each and every Friday. It's usually me and the homie Mikey. Now, Mikey is out this week.
I will be on the preview pod.
Yeah, sure.
So here's the thing. I don't have school this week.
You're out all week?
No, I said I don't have – so I work as a teacher, but I also go to school.
Oh, you mean you don't go to school.
Because I am getting a PhD in theology.
Tell them where you're getting it from.
Where am I getting my PhD? I'm not going to tell you where. I'm already at a seminary now, but I'm going to transfer to a rival. It's not a rival of the Buckeyes.
No, it's a rival.
They play often. It annoys me. First thing, if the team up north ever had a seminary and it was the greatest in the world, I'd rather go to hell.
By the way, where are we going during bye week? The shoe
to watch the Buckeyes take on Minnesota. I picked the game because I know they would stump them. In hindsight, I wish I would have picked like Grambling to see the Buckeyes win by 70.
It doesn't matter. This is going to be, I'm excited. It's my first college game.
I ain't been to nothing. I've been to Concordia's games.
I have not been to a sporting event that I did not cover in 3 years.
Yeah.
Every game I've been going to is a Clippers game, a Laker game, or a Bears game.
Right.
So I'm looking for that. But yeah. So preview pod, Joe allegedly will be on the preview pod.
I don't have school this week, and so I have the time.
Okay. So you're
Scott's my brother though. He knows me very well.
Yeah, yeah.
I talk a great game.
You talk a lot.
And then it comes out, then I
go. You're gonna text me Thursday morning. Well, I gotta go run this for my girls. I ain't gonna be able to do
this. Scott says, I told your ass. And I say, shut up, nigga.
Yeah, exactly. Dante will be with me regardless if Joe comes on or not.
Fair.
Because Dante be filling in for Mikey. So that'd be dropping Friday. By the time you're listening to this, now if you're listening to this tonight, that means you are a Patreon subscriber. I'm not going to hold you 9 a.m. on Monday, but the local hour is now behind a paywall. In the words of Marlo, the price of the brick went up. So you subscribe to either the $5 I'm not going to hold you tier or the $10 all access tier to get the local hour. And besides, but if you don't, we go on an hour and a half for the regular YouTube show. So
right.
You want to follow us at Barber Chair Scott, at Flows Annalini, at 79 The Hollis. We're going to holler at y'all.
Yes, sir.